Hey there, listeners. Ready to have your minds blown wide open? Buckle up, because today we're taking a deep dive into Noelian universe theory. And trust me, this one's a real head trip. We're talking about the infinity of infinities, a concept that's had mathematicians and physicists scratching their heads for centuries. But don't worry, we've got some fascinating excerpts from the Noelian axiom of constructor theory as our guide. So what exactly is Noelian universe theory?
Picture this. A universe so vast, so complex, it's not just infinitely big, it's infinitely complicated. We're talking about a universe where reality itself is woven from infinite dimensions, all interwoven and interconnected. And within each of these dimensions, you guessed it, even more infinities. It really throws a wrench into everything we think we know about cause and effect. And the mind behind it all. Physicist and philosopher David Noel Lynch.
Okay, infinite dimensions, infinite complexities. Yeah, my brain's already doing loops. So tell me more about this Noelian axiom. It seems pretty central to all of this.
It really is. See, the Noelian axiom of mathematics tries to make sense of this mind-boggling chaos of infinities. Instead of endless infinities, it proposes a radical idea. What if there's just one infinity, and it's confined by the speed of light?
Whoa, wait a minute. Did you just say limited by the speed of light? How does that even work? It's like saying there's a cap on how much space infinity can occupy.
That's exactly it. It's a complete and total shift in perspective. Imagine drawing a circle, the circumference that's like an infinity, right? You could divide that circle into smaller and smaller segments on and on forever.
Right. I'm with you so far.
Now, imagine that circle represents our universe, and the speed of light is the ink that draws its outer edge. What it suggests is that although the universe is mind-blowingly massive and complex, it isn't endlessly so. There's a boundary, a limit set by how far information can travel, how far cause and effect can spread.
So instead of drowning in a sea of endless infinities, we've got this single defined infinity, all governed by the speed of light. That's strangely elegant when you really think about it.
Elegance in the face of chaos. That's what the Noelian axiom is all about. But here's where it really gets interesting.
All right, so we got this beautifully bounded infinity, all thanks to the Noelian axiom. But how does constructor theory fit into all of this?
That's where we start talking about what's actually possible within this Noelian universe. You see, constructor theory, at its core, it's like a giant set of cosmic building codes for the universe.
Cosmic building codes.
Exactly. It's about defining the rules for what can be constructed, what structures can exist, even what actions are possible within this universe, and it all revolves around this idea of a constructor.
Okay, a constructor. Now you're just using fancy sci-fi terms.
All right, fair point. Think of a constructor like a perfect, idealized machine, a system that can perform a task without ever breaking down or needing more resources than it began with.
So like a solar-powered robot that could keep building things forever as long as the sun shines.
You've got it. Constructor theory is about uncovering these universal laws that dictate what these constructors, both in theory and in practice, can and can't do.
So it's like mapping out the laws of physics, but in a universe where we can have these perfect machines. But what does any of this have to do with Noelian universe theory and its bounded infinity?
Now that is the million-dollar question. If we accept the Noelian axiom, this idea that there's only one finite infinity, it completely changes the game for constructor theory.
How so?
Imagine for a second that you're building a house and you've got an unlimited supply of every single building material imaginable. Would you even bother planning? Or would you just start piling stuff up haphazardly?
I'm guessing I'd end up with a pretty messy, unstable house if I did that.
Exactly. But now imagine you've only got a limited amount of bricks, wood, and nails to work with. Suddenly you'd become a lot more deliberate, a lot more focused on efficiency, and sticking to the rules of construction.
Right. So you're saying that because the Noelian axiom puts a limit on infinity, it actually makes the possibilities within the universe more defined, more understandable.
Exactly. By bounding infinity, we're not limiting the potential of the universe at all. We're actually refining it. It's like we're finally able to grasp the real rules of the game.
So instead of this overwhelming infinite number of possibilities, we have a universe with a very specific, very clear set of rules about what can and cannot be constructed.
You've got it. And that has some pretty mind-blowing implications.
Okay, so we've explored this mind-bending idea of a bounded infinity. We've talked about how it could totally shake up our understanding of constructor theory. But the big question is, what does this all mean for us? Why should our listeners care about all this heady cosmic stuff?
Right, what's the so what? I think that's a fair question. Well, interestingly enough, the source we've been looking at mentions that the scientific community is starting to sit up and take notice of Noetherian constructor theory. It's being talked about as a potential game changer for how we understand fundamental physics.
Wow, so this isn't just some fringe theory hidden away in an old textbook somewhere. It's actually generating buzz in the real world of scientific discovery.
Exactly. For instance, this theory could help us unlock a deeper understanding of causal set sublimation time crystals.
Okay, you're gonna have to break that one down for me. Causal set sublimation time crystals.
It sounds like something straight out of Doctor Who.
It does, doesn't it? But it's a very real, albeit very complex concept. Just picture a theoretical structure that exists in a realm where the very rules of time are different. Okay, so time travel, alternate dimensions, we're going full sci-fi now. I love it.
It's exciting stuff to think about, but our source does emphasize this is still very much cutting-edge theory. There's a lot of debate within the scientific community, so don't expect to see us building time machines anytime soon.
Right, this is more of a long game then.
Yeah.
But even just the fact that we're starting to consider these possibilities, that we're trying to understand the universe in a whole new way,
yeah,
is really exciting.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that the universe is far more intricate and mysterious than we can possibly imagine.
And that we're only just beginning to scratch the surface of what's out there. So here's a final thought for our listeners to ponder. If there really is only one, finite infinity, does that make the universe feel smaller to you, more knowable somehow? Or does it make it feel even grander, knowing that within that single infinity lies the potential for limitless wonder and complexity? Keep asking those big questions and see what mysteries you can uncover.